Good afternoon, Steve. This is Coldwell recording. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Brian Pitman. I'm calling from Mortgage House.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not calling to ask you for any money this afternoon, so you're quite safe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mortgage House, I've got a patrol as fast as growing non-bank lenders, and currently we're running a free advisory service between your own home mortgages and business loans.
Yeah.
Are you currently putting up any loans yourself at the moment, like a mortgage or a business loan?
You can rattle that off quick, mate. You probably do it a few times a day, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, was that a question? I didn't quite catch it.
Well, are you currently paying off any loans?
Oh, absolutely. I've got a killer of a mortgage at the moment, yeah.
Got a mortgage? Right.
Yeah.
And if you've had the mortgage for more than, say, 6 or 12 months, there's a good chance we could tell you how to make considerable savings, either by lowering your interest rate, reducing your service fees, or rearranging your loan.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm definitely interested, mate.
Sorry?
Definitely interested.
You are definitely interested.
Oh.
Well, okay, look, now... what we do is we get a bit of information over the phone.
Yeah.
And we then just get an appointment with one of our consultants to come and see you.
Oh, okay. Okay. They actually come out and see me, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You can't
do it
over the phone.
We run the comparison chart by you to see how you, just to see where you stand with your current bank compared to where you could be.
Oh, yeah. I can't have people come and visit at the moment because I'm just a bit contagious. Can't have people in the house because I'm a bit contagious. I'm quarantined at the moment.
Quarantine?
Yeah.
How long are you quarantined for?
To the end of November. Yeah, I was in Vietnam around dengue fever, and I picked up dengue fever as I'm quarantined in the house.
Oh, that's
terrible. Yeah, I'm not sick, they just don't want it to spread.
No, of course not.
Yeah, I think I picked it up from some girl in one of those little bars. So I'm happy to do something over the phone, but I just can't. You know what I have to do, mate? I have to have people for the groceries. They have to come and they have to put them halfway down the driveway, and then I've got to walk out and pick them up and bring them back in. No one's allowed in or out.
So we couldn't do anything until the end of November?
Well, we could over the phone. I'm keen to do it quick as possible if we can do it over the phone. You could put an envelope down halfway down the drive, and I could walk out and get it and sign it, and come back and sign it, and come put it back halfway down the drive. You could come in and get it, and then you could take it off, make sure it's right, and bring it back, and I could witness it, break it into the house, put it back halfway down the driveway, someone could come back down the driveway, get it, take it out again, and we could just kind of do this little shuttle thing. What do you reckon?
We're real good on the notes, I'm going to...
Well, put it in the notes, but it's...
We'll get some information over the phone anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a 600-metre driveway, so we're going halfway down the drive, it's 300 metres in, and there is a turnaround, so it's not a major problem for someone to, you know, drive in, drop off an envelope. We've got a special box there, and you have to put on the rubber gloves, of course, don't have to put on a mask, and that's so you don't take anything out. No fumigation, none of that stuff.
But they have to use rubber gloves, do they?
To do the transfer, the physical transfer.
Yeah. But it's,
maybe what we could do, mate, is the bloke could sit at the end of the driveway, call me on the phone, and I'd be here at home, and we could communicate, because it's only 600 metres, and he could drop something in the middle of the driveway, toddle back to the end of the driveway, I'd come out from the house to the middle of the driveway, get it, come back to the house, we'd continue the conversation. And then he'd say, you see that thing on page 4? I'd say, yeah. He'd say, just initial that. So I'd initial that, take it down to the middle of the driveway, drop it off, toddle back to the house. He'd come down to the middle of the driveway, pick it up, go back to the end of the driveway. We'd get back on the phone. He'd go, yeah, that's the right spot. We could do it like that.
Yeah, what I can do is I can gather some information over the phone.
Okay.
Explain that what you've got to do in the notes, right?
Yep.
Because I've got to make notes here for this.
Yeah.
And then they can contact you on the phone.
That'd be great.
And then you see what happens after that.
That's fantastic.
What's your first name?
My name is Steve.
Your surname?
Very, 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 very funny comedian who has recorded this call, and it will appear at www.coldcallcomedy.com on the internet.
Well, have you had a surname?
That was it. Very, 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 very funny comedian. And this call has been recorded... and it will be played at www.coldcallcomedy.com.
Do you want to see one of their consultants?
No. But it's been a really funny call, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to laugh at it. Thanks very much for your time.